If you had been to Arkansas and hadn't gone any more north than that, you'd say Arkansas is what north I've ever been.
Arkansas, as far as I've ever been, or?
Or it's the what north I've ever been.
Far north as I've ever been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
That's mine.
And I'd say, this isn't mine, is this? I'd ask you, this isn't mine, is this?
It's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
It's ours.
And to them, it's...
It's theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n?
Uh-huh.
Would you ever say that?
No.
How does that sound to you?
Well, it didn't sound right to me.
Uh-huh.
No, it didn't sound right to me. He or she or her or him. Either one.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope. What, come back again? I hope.
Hope that y'all come back again.
Would you ever say y'all to just one person?
You all, that means a group of them, you see, that means more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Or if just one, say, you come back again.
What if you were asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are...
Coats.
Uh-huh. You're asking them about their coats.
Oh.
You'd ask them, where are...
Where are your coats?
Would you ever say you all's coats or y'all's coats?
You lost coats? Have you lost your coats? Or do you know where your coats is or something? Either one,
uh-huh.
Another way.
And if there had been a party and you hadn't been able to go to it, and you wanted to find out which people had gone to it, you'd ask someone...
Yeah, who'd so-and-so go to it, you know, or ever who it may be, call her name, you see, and ask.
Would you ever ask who all was at the party?
Yeah, who all was there, and then they'd tell you, see, separate ones.
Uh-huh. And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them.
Well,
children,
that'd be
are they?
Several families, several different families' children, you see.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to find out the people that they belonged to, you'd ask?
You'd ask who's the was. There was so-and-so, you know.
Would you ever say who all's children are they?
Yeah, I'd ask, well, who all's children was it? Of course, maybe two or three different families, you
mm-hmm.
see, and maybe just one or two families, maybe four or five families, you
mm-hmm.
see. You'd ask who all it was, you see.
And if you're asking about all of the... Hey, is that a...
What? Yeah, that's a... Isn't he pretty? He finds him others.
That's a bird. That's what we call a... There's several names for it. Some calls them a woodchuck. They peck on the tree. And some calls them a sapsucker.
Uh-huh.
And some calls them a redhead. And some calls them a woodpecker because they peck on the wood.
Uh-huh.
And they whoop the other birds. These are bluebirds. It's jaybird. Blue jay. They
uh-huh.
whoop them off. And the little red birds, they whoop them off. She has a little box
bread.
Out there. She feeds them in, feeds
uh-huh.
them bread and stuff. That little box out there, it swings, see, and they go down there and get that feed. They fly in there and get it. And some of these sure old redheads, old sapsuckers or woodpeckers, whatever they call them, or woodchucks, either one, different names for them. It's all the same thing, kind of birds.
He knows it's some on that ground.
And some of them down. Knock it down on the ground, they'll fly down on the ground and get it.
Uh-huh. Himself.
Do you ever see something like that, only a lot bigger?
Well, yes, there's what you call a yellowhammer. It's larger than that, and
do you ever hear one called the Lord God?
What?
A big bird like that called the Lord God?
I don't believe I did.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about people?
Peckerwood, yeah. That's what you call a peckerwood. That old red-headed bird, that's a peckerwood. Some call it a peckerwood.